Ketana Bezis Hashem, Hilchas Bosa Bacholav, Shir 29. Siman Tzedek Vav, Siv Gimel. Let's start with the Mechaber. The Mechaber says, Tavlin Shenidoichu B'Meducha Shel Basar, spices that are crushed, and the crush are used for meat, Ben Yomo, and it was used in the last 24 hours, Asur La'achlam Bacholav, you're not allowed to eat these spices with milk, because the taste of meat and the crush will go into the spices, and therefore cannot eat the spices with milk. But that's only if it was used in the last 24 hours, because the Mechaber holds that we only say Mechal Yilishvach by Chiltis. But Ramah says, V'yesh Oymer Mavila Eina Ben Yomoy. There are those that ask, even Eina Ben Yomo, we say it's Mechal Yilishvach by all things that are Charef, and therefore, even if it's Eina Ben Yomo, it's Aser. So now, in the Pesach of the Mechaber, that we see over here, that only by Ben Yomo that it's Aser, the Tas and the Shach both ask from Siman Kuf Gimel Sivov. Over there, the Mechaber says that if you cook spices in a pot that was used for Isser, and even if it's Eina Ben Yomoy, everything's Aser. Because we'll say that since it's a Dever Chorav, it will be Mechal L'Shvach. So we see over there in Siman Kuf Gimel that even if it's Eina Ben Yomo, it's Aser. So why over here is it only Aser if it's a Ben Yomo? So Bekevega brings two answers. The first answer he says in the name of the Achroinim, that over here, since it's Heter, we're being more Michael and we'll say that it's not bar not. We'll rely on the sheets that say that even by Dav Achorov we say not bar not, and in combination with the fact that it's Eina Ben Yomo, it'll be Mutter. And over there in Siman Kuf Gimel, since it's talking about cooking with Isser, not bar not by Isser is still Aser, and therefore over there it's Aser. Yeah. Kriger's own teretz is that he's being matter in combination of the opinion that only by tznon do we say duchka, the pressure of a knife will draw out blios. And therefore, since we have those that hold it only by tznon will duchka draw out blios, and se'ena ben yomo, therefore will be matter. But over there in Siman Kuf Gimel, we were talking about cooking, so cooking will certainly draw out the blios. And since we only have one opinion to rely on, that only chiltis is mechal l'shvach, we say that over there it's aser, since we don't have a combination of opinions. Now there's another few things that we should have to point out over here regarding Dover Chorof. The first is the opinion of the Beis Meir. The Beis Meir holds that when the Ramah says that even Eina Ben Yomo is Aser, that's only Lechatchila. But B'dieved it's Mutter. The reason is because we have two Chumras. First we're saying that it's not Bar Not is Aser, and secondly that even though it's Eina Ben Yomo is Mechal L'Shvach, so the Beis Meir says that Ramah only holds these two chumras by tznon, but by other things that are chorif, and it was cut with an Eina Ben Yomo knife, and used with the opposite min, it's mutter b'diavad. Therefore, in a common case, that if you cut onions with a milchuk knife, so we could say that the knife is Eina Ben Yomo, since stam kli is Eina Ben Yomo, and certainly by a milchuk knife, since you really use a milchuk knife for hat, so therefore we can certainly say that a knife is Eina Ben Yomo. Therefore, since we have a combination of shitos, Rabbi Nechiel holds that only a tznon and chiltas are dav charef, not other things, even though we don't paskin like that. We paskin that all things, including onions, are charef. However, since over here it's also not ben nat, and it's Eina Ben Yomo, therefore, b'di'eved, if the onions were mixed with meat, it is mutter. That's one point. Another point is the machlokes between the Eben Ha'ezer and the Mogen Avraham. The Eben Ha'ezer, also found in the back, in the Machon, brings the Mogen Avraham, that the Mogen Avraham says that those that cut zangvil with a meat knife and then grind it in a grinder, so now the grinder absorbed meat taste, and afterwards you ground besamim in this grinder, and then they eat it with milk, that is incorrect. Because since it's a Dover Chorof, so the Dover Chorof, the zangvil will absorb from the knife, then the Dover Chorof will absorb into the grinder. Now the grinder has blios of meat, and now when I ground besamim, which is also a Dover Chorof, it will take out the blios from the grinder, the meat blios, and now if I put it with milk, it will be aser. However, the Ibn Ezer argues. He says that in this case, we have a not bar not. Why? The first knot we have is from the meat into the knife. That everyone agrees is one knot. Now, if I use this knife to cut zangvil, so now the zangvil since it's Zohar Chorav, we'll take out all the blios, and we do not say not by not. So still, we only have one not. But then, when I grind the Zangvil, in this grinder, we don't say that all the taste of the meat in the Zangvil will go into the blade of the grinder. And since only a little bit will go into the grinder, we'll say now that the tastes in the grinder have a din of a nat per nat. And therefore, it won't answer the milk, b'di'evit. Because we know that nat per nat doesn't help. But b'di'evit, it won't be answer if it's used with milk. And the Chavis Das also agrees to the Eben Ha'ezer. So the practical example of this would be if you cut an onion with a meat knife, and then you put it in your food processor. So now, do we say that the food processor becomes fleishiks? So according to the Magen Avraham, the food processor will become fleishiks, and if I use it to cut other things that are charef, it would make them fleishiks. But according to the Eben Ha'ezer and the Chavis Das, it's a nat ba nat, and even though lechatchila I should not put another davar charef into this food processor if I want to use it with milk, but b'di'evit it's mutter. Now let's see Sif Dalet. Mechaber says, May lemons, lemon juice, shemivin, hagoyim, the Gentiles bring, v'chein chaticho is dog maliach, and similarly, pieces of salty fish, shemivim hagoyim b'chobis, that the goyim bring in the barrels, mutarim are mutter to eat. Why? So the Amor explains, mipnei shemivin harbe b'yachad, because they bring many together, v'afem nesu m'ksasam shenechtuchu b'vishayna, im sakon shal goyim, and even if some of them became asur because they were caught with the knife of a goy, nizbatlo ba'achirim ha'nechtochem achokach, they'll be bottled in the ones that are caught afterwards, she'enin ne'esorim, which did not become asur, kikron nizbatlo tam ha'sakin b'rishonim, because the taste of the knife was already bottled in the first few, v'lachen kula mutorim, and therefore they're all mutter because the tam was bottled in the first few that were caught. And now those first few that were caught are bottled in the other ones that were caught afterwards, which did not receive tam from the knife, and therefore it's mutter. V'chol kriyetze b'zeh. And the same is any similar case. So let's say the shach sif katan chof. So first the shach brings the shiboili leket, which is makor of the machaber and the ramo. Let's inside. May lemons zeh l'shoin shiboili leket. These are the words of the shiboili leket. Lemons shel goyim min hadin la'asram. The lemons of the goyim should be aser. Because they use their own knives to cut the lemons, and the knives have blios of iser. And since the lemons are choref, they will absorb the taste of the knife. But since they cut many lemons at a time, and they put them in a barrel, yeshloimer shebotel tamasakim berishin v'sheni, we say that the taste of the knife is bottled in the first and second lemon that's caught. So now the question is over here, how is the taste of the knife bottled in the first one or two lemons? We should need 60 against the knife, and it should take a lot more lemons to be mevatel the taste of the knife. So therefore, the Bach says as follows, because of a Bach, the Tzorch Leimer, the Savalei, we have to say that the Shubel Leket holds, the Leimrin and Chorf Mechalia Ela Becheltis. We don't say that the blios, the ena ben yoma blios, will become sweet only by chiltis. V'kiven the stam kli shall goyim ena ben yoma, and since if we don't know if it's ben yoma or not, we say that the kli of the goy is ena ben yoma, and won't be mechal l'shvach, since it's not a chiltis, and shom iser, so there's no iser in the knife itself. Ela mepnei shom nunis hakorish al hasaken. The only iser is because of the fats that are stuck onto the knife, on the outside of the knife. And it gets cleaned in the first one or two lemons, and therefore it's mutter, because these few lemons get a bottle in the other ones. So that's only if you hold that the only problem is the dirt on the surface, and we say mechal lishvach only bechiltis. However, according to what we hold, the kaim alon, that we hold like the sefer chuma, that we say by all things that are choref, mechal lishvach. So therefore, the inner binyoma taste that comes out, or aser, honey lemons kulam asur. So according to this, all the lemons are aser. Also only 60 against the knife, against the blios in the knife. V'chein kasev ator ba'ochayim simetafim zayin, this is also how the Torah says, v'ladah sefer chuma, that according to sefer chuma, zeisim shekot shvon v'nechtuchu z'koydim ha'pesach, olives that were cut before Pesach b'sakan shel chametz with a knife that was used for chametz she'ena ben yomo, even if it's ena ben yomo, the chazu hazesim kulam chametz. All the olives will have chametz absorbed in it. So we see that the knife will aser many olives. So over here too, if you say that it's mechal l'shvach, will aser all the lemons. Udeloy kagoyis shulchan aruch adkan l'shuni. And the Bracha is saying not like the goyis shulchan aruch means not like the Ramah. He argues in the Ramah and says that the olives are aser because we'll need many lemons to be mevatel the taste of the knife. So that's the Bach. However, the Shach argues. He says, "Uladaiti lishna de shiboyle leket shabotel tamasaken mashmashim mashibalua basaken." The shiboyle leket says that the taste of the knife is bottle. So it sounds like the taste of the knife means the taste that's absorbed in the knife. So it's not like the Bach. According to the Bach, the shiboyle leket holds its asur only because of the taste stuck onto the knife, not because of the taste in the knife. But from the lashon of the shiboyle leket, it sounds like the taste absorbed in the knife is bottle. So if the taste that's inside the knife is asurin, even though it's in a benyomo, we see that the shiboyle leket does not hold like the Maimon of Wittenberg. He holds that all the things that are charef will be mechal l'shvach. So why is it that only one or two are asur? Elanira. The model of sefer truma that's known v'ukiyotze by the charifei tuva the mechal l'shvach. Rather, the Shach explains the shiboyle leket that he agrees to the sefer truma that all the things that are charef will be mechal l'shvach. So why only one or two aser? El the sabalei the lemons ukiyotze by kiven she'enem charifim kumayet tznoin lemons since they're not as charef as tznoin emkein lo mechalya elamasha balua bedoifne hasaken. Will only sweeten the tastes that are in the walls of the sakan, meaning the outer layer of the knife. The zehavim mechalili, that the blios that are in the first layer of the knife, in the outside thickness of the knife, will be mechalili, will become sweet. V'shuv ein koyach la lemons lahashvis l'shvach masha balua mibufnim ela masha nizbatal kvar. But the lemons do not have the strength to mechal l'shvach all the blios that are in the knife. The only mechal l'shvach was in the outer layer of the knife. The vade b'tznoin would cover say shehu chore tuva afilo mashe balua mibefnim mashvile l'shvach mashe enkein b'lemons. That certainly by tznoin, which is very sharp, we say that even what's in the inside of the knife, not just the outer layer, is mechal l'shvach. But by lemons, since it's not so sharp, we say it's only mechal l'shvach, the outer layer of the thickness of the knife. And this is how we have to say to explain the Ramah. The lavkein habi dvarav stoys from zeze. Because if we don't say like this, the Ramah will be stoys from himself. Because Ramah writes in Sif Aleph that if you cut the tznoin into small pieces, you need 60 against the whole tznoin. Almadulin is batal tamasakin. So we see that the taste of the knife is not bottled in the first few cuts. And over here he says that it's bottled in the first few cuts. So therefore we have to say that there's a difference between lemons and tznoin. So according to this is that we have the question, what we saw before b'Hilchos Pesach. We saw that pickled olives that were cut before Pesach with an Eina Ben Yomo Chametz knife, all the olives are aser. So if we're saying now that the lemons are mutter, why are all the olives aser? So the Shach answers, V'mkein necho dezesim de'enem chavifim kol kach, afilu k'may lemons, therefore by olives, which are not as sharp as lemons, and mevatlam tamasakan afilu mashu balua b'derf nasakan mibachutz. Therefore by olives, since it's not as sharp as lemons, the first few olives won't be mevatl the tam. So the Imabina explains, in the name of the Atzil Avoyna, that according to what the Shach is saying now, olives are less sharp than lemons, and therefore it will only draw out a little bit in every cut. And that little bit will aser the netila. But since it only draws out a little bit in every cut, I'll need a lot of cuts to take out all the taste, even from the surface of the knife. But by lemons, which is a little stronger, it will draw out the taste of this from the surface of the knife in the first few. Or you can differentiate between olives and lemons. The zeisim have a charifim k'may tznoin, that zeisim have the same sharpness as its known, k'damuna be'erivin. Like the Gemara says in Erevin, the Omra Yoina, the Yoina said, Yehi mizoinoisei meruim kezayis. This is a Gemara in Erevin, when it says, in the Pasuk in Noach, V'hine ola zayis toraf b'fia, when Noach sent out the pigeon from the Teva, so the Pasuk says, that it brought back an olive leaf. So why did the pigeon pick an olive? So the Gemara says, Amar Yoina lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ribbono Shel Olam Yim Zayin Noisai Merurim Kazayis U'Mesurim B'Yadcha. I'd rather have a bitter olive and that my sustenance should be in your hand. V'al Yihyu Mesukim K'Dvash U'Tluyim B'Yad Basav Adom. Rather than having something as sweet as honey and my sustenance should be in the hands of human beings. So we see from here that an olive is bitter, and therefore it will take out the blios even from the inside of the knife, and therefore I'll need a lot of olives to be mevatel the tam of the knife, and therefore they're all aser. That's the second reason to differentiate between olives and lemons. Inami devadil inyan dina ein lismach azed dekvan esbatel tam asaken. The third teretz is that when the Rama says that the reason that the lemons are mutter is because the taste of the knife is batel, it does not mean that we should hold like that. Umahai time because of a rav, and it's for this reason that the Rama wrote the b'makom shenoygam lahachmer ein l'shanes, that in a place where the minig is to be machmer, it should not be changed. V'hainu da'asur ma'aseisim, and that's the reason that the olives are asur. Ela mishum de b'lemons the udikav asayu noygam hater. But since by lemons there were those that had the minig to matter, because of a rav the yeshli yashav a minig. The Rama wrote the reason why there were those that are matter. V'yeshlismach ahai timer. The kvan is bottle. And you can rely on this reason that it's bottle, even the efshe nami loyma de chot choesim besachin chadosha. Since we also can have another reason to matter, because perhaps they use a new knife. Sheesh lam kelim yuchodim akach, because they have a special knives to cut the lemons. Ugdamina bezangvil, besifbeis, like we said in Zangvil on the end of Sifbeis. Elim is sveika as sweet aluhu. But since it's a suffix, if they have their own knife to cut the lemons, it's aser. Behilkach, samchinon ahachsvard nis bottle. And therefore he says you have an extra thing about a lemon, is that it's bottle, the taste of the knife is bottle. Liyashav aminik. He says all this to give a reason for those that are lenient. Since without us, we have people to rely on to say that even by tznoin, if the knife is ineben yomo, it's mutter, because only chiltus is machal leshvach. And there's also paiskim that say that only tznoin is davar chorif, but not other things. Since we have all these things to rely on, he says the reason that those that have the minig, it's mutter. That even if some of them are caught, he says that even if some become aser, they're bottle. It sounds like that it doesn't certainly become aser. So since there's a minig and you have all these tzirufim, therefore he says it's mutter. But without this reason of the fact that those that are caught are bottle and the other ones, it would not have mattered the lemons. As Lina Lakula, even though when you have a suffix, if it was caught with the knife of a goy, we say you could buy the tznonos, you could buy the radishes, and over there is makel. Over there, it's very possible that they had the Omer of a Chatzina. But over here, since it's most probable that they use their own knives, therefore we need the additional reason that it's mutter, because we say that that the blios are bottle in the first couple of lemons. So therefore, if you had the minig, it would be mutter. But if you don't have a minig to matter, even the lemons would be asur. And therefore, olives as well are asur. So in summary, the Shach is saying that the reason by lemons it's mutter is because we say that it's only machal l'shvach, the blios, in the outer layer of the knife, and the difference between here and olives is either because the olives are less charif than lemons, and therefore it takes more cuts to be mevatel the tam of the saken, or because olives are more charif than lemons, and therefore even the blios in the inside of the knife are machal l'shvach, or the Rama over here is only answering the minig. But without the minig, it's aser, and therefore by olives it's aser. That's the Shach. Now let's finish the Rama. We're starting by the Yud Beis of the Taz. The Rama says, Ulechein oichlim b'ksas mekoymes hakruv shekoyen kompost. Therefore, according to this, that we matter the lemons, there were those that eat cabbage, which is called compost. Afagav the poros v'chotoch, even though it's cut into small pieces. And there are places that are machmir by this kruv, and one should not change the minig. but other things that are not charav, kagan tapuchim, like apples, I liftoi sivashim, or dry turnips, ukadayim enoyeg behater, then over there it's mortar, if they're cut with a goyisha knife, kamoy be lemons, just like lemons, ve'en lahachmer klal. And one does not have to be machmer. So let's see now the Taz, Sivkot Yud Beis. Ulchein oichlim b'kses mekoyim esakuv, avagav depor sochotuch, pirush shochoitchem ha-goyim achar shenis chametz. The Taz explains that when the Ramah says over here that the kruv is aser, the cabbage is aser, it's only if it was caught after it was pickled in vinegar. And since it's sharp, it's aser. Dilu ma shechoytchem bay koydem chimutzai, because if it's caught before it's put into vinegar, ain bay chashash klal. There's no chashash because cabbage is not charef. Chayin kasev esev heter, aruch klal l'maches, din tezvav, lenin zesim shechotchem besakin al chometz, k'me shezachanu barachayim simtofam zayin. Same thing it says in Sivahetu. V'nira pashut, sh'oisim ekoimis sh'machmiru b'kruv, so the Taz says that those places that are machmer, per cabbage, lo'sfiru luhu ha'itaymo, sh'kosev Ramah, m'pnei sh'mevim har b'yachad. Do not agree with what the Ramah says by lemons, that since there's a lot, it's bottle. Do gam b'kruv oisim har b'yachad, because by cabbage, they also bring a lot together. V'im kein, gam my lemons asur lahem. And those that hold that the cabbage is asur will also hold that the lemon juice is asur. Because it's all the same reason. If I don't hold of it that it's bottle, if there's a lot, by kruv, so by lemons also, I'll hold it's not bottle. The mashma afilu lemachmirim mutter b'zeh. So if you say that lemons and cabbage have the same din, so it's a question under Ramah, that later on he says that by tapuchim and liftois, by the apples and the turnips, Noyig b'm heter, the noyig heter sounds like it means even those in a machmer by cabbage are mater by the apples and turnips. V'sayim k'mon b'lemons, ein lahachmer klal, the mashma b'lemons, gam ken ein chumer klal. And he says that they have the same din as lemons. So it sounds like even those that are machmer by cabbage would mater the lemons. V'hu adin nami shemekachas charifim k'goin zangvil, nami asal machmer. And the Taz says further that those that are machmer by cabbage would also aser the zangvil that the Ramah says in the end of Sif Beis that the zangvil is mortar, the machmir would aser. The habikruv kasev mariv, because the mariv vial says by cabbage the ena goyim ne'emonim lemish the yeshlam kelim yuchadim lakach, because he says that the goyim are not trusted to say that they use special utensils, and the only reason to matter the zangvil is to say that they use special utensils. So if we don't trust them that they use the special knives, so zangvil will also be aser. Lakach nirad lanias daiti. The Futa says that it seems to him lamachmirim bekruv poris achar chamit susoi, that those that are machmer by cabbage if it's caught after it was pickled in vinegar yachmiru gam kem b'makachas charifim, they'll also aser the this thing that they made out of the zangvil and sif beis or my lemons, and they'll also aser the lemon juice. Dem loyken havik trei milin disnasur dadi, because if not, the two are soiser each other. Since by kruv, the reason that they're asering is because we don't rely on the fact that they're bottle, and we say that we don't trust the goyim that they use their own knives, so therefore they'll aser both the lemons and the zangvil. So the Achrenu just make one point on this Taz, that when the Taz says that it's talking about where it was caught after it was put into vinegar, if you look in the Mariv vial, the makor of the Ramah is from the Yankov vial, one of the later Rishonim, in the time of the Trumas HaDeshen, the early 1400s. Over there it says inside that the reason it's us over here is because of the shamnunis on the knife, not because of what's inside the knife. And therefore it'll be us even if it's cut before it was put into vinegar. Since they cut it with an usser knife, which has isser stuck to it, and they cut into small pieces, they're all usser. And since you can't do grade on each of the small pieces, therefore they're usser. One more point on this sif is the Taz and Sifkot Yud Gimel. The Taz brings the Torah Schatas that says that if you cut a fruit and you found that you cut a worm with it, the fruit is mutter. And the same thing is by it's known. That even by radish, if you cut it and you found a worm inside, it's mutter. Even though it's known as Dor HaChorof and you have a Duchah de Sakina, it's still mutter. So the Prima Gorim explains that a worm does not have a good taste. And the only time we say Mechal L'Shvach is by Eina Ben Yom Oblios. Blios that once tasted good, that absorbed in a knife, And now in a ben yomo, these blios, even though they're usually lifgam, a davachorof will make them taste good. But something that inherently does not taste good, like a worm, a davachorof will not make such blios taste good, and therefore it will not aser the tznon. All you have to do is remove the worm and take off a small klipa in case there is some mamashos. So in this, Reb Kiveger brings the shach. The shach holds in Siman Pei Daled that a worm does taste good, and therefore the blios of the worm will aser the tznon. However, the Prima Gadam says that even according to the shach, it could still be makel with a klipa, because the charivis of the tznon is not strong enough to cause the worm to be absorbed more than a klipa. That's Sif Daled. Now let's see Sif Hei. The Mechaber says, Chotach kishuyim besakan shel basar. If you cut squash with a knife used for meat, mutter la'ochlam b'cholav. You can eat the squash with milk. Begradable vachi, you could makmachtach. With just cutting off a thin layer. The Shachantaz explained that a grater is less than a klipa. A klipa is it's a thick enough layer that it will stay in one piece when it's cut off. Grater is even less than that. So the same din, this is Mefurish and the Rambam, is by watermelon. That if a watermelon is cut with an isser knife, you have to take off a grater. That's why we mentioned once that if you buy a cut watermelon in a store that may have used an isser knife, you have to take off a grater. You have to take off a thin peel, means not even thick enough that it will stay in one piece, even smaller than that, but the thinnest peel possible is enough to cut off. So the Mechaber continues, V'imchotach bet lefes, afilu greida ein etzorach ela hadocha, ba'almo. If you cut a turnip, you don't even need greida, all you need to do is wash it off, because the turnip is hard, and therefore it's enough to wash it off. But by kishus and avatiach, the Rishonim say that the washing will cause the mamashos to go into the watermelon, and won't remove it. V'lo'oid ela afilu tznoin shachotach acha lefes, and furthermore, even a radish that was cut after the turnip, shari b'hadocha, is enough to wash it off, kamo ha'lefes, just like by the turnip, lefishatam ha'lefes mishune, because the turnip has a different taste, the Rishonim say it has a sweet taste, umavatal tam ha'niflat me'asakan, and it will be mevatal the tam that comes out of the knife. Then the Ramah says, v'davka lefes, shetaymi mishune, this only helps if you cut a turnip before you cut the tznon, ava yerek ailechem v'shar dvorim loy. But if you cut something else before cutting the tznon, it doesn't help. And even by lefes, it only helps if it was cut once. If you cut a tznon once, but if you cut a tznon many times after the lefes, it doesn't help. It only helps for the first cut after the lefes. The only time it helps is if you cut a lefes before every time you cut the tznon. So the Shach says that it seems from here that even though I cut a lefes, lechatchila, I cannot cut a tznon if I want to eat it with milk. But he says that many Rishonim argue with this. And therefore, once you cut a lefes, you can lechatchila cut a tznon in order to eat it with milk. But lechatchila, you cannot cut a lefes in order to afterwards cut a tznon that you want to eat with milk. However, once the lefes is cut, you can lechatchila cut a radish and eat it with milk. And even though you need a hadocha, and we learned in Siman Tzedek Aleph that lechatchila, anything that needs a hadocha, you cannot do lechatchila, he says over here we keep a mechalak, that since you can eat this tznon without milk, therefore when you'll eat it with milk, you'll be more careful, and you won't forget to wash it. That's one teretz, and the other teretz is that since it's only a chumah ba'alma, and there are many Rishonim that do not say that you have to wash it, therefore we're not worried that you'll forget to wash it before you put the tznon in milk.